Since the end of World War II, Germany hasn't been a major threat to America. But that is rapidly changing. German leaders are becoming more openly hostile to the U.S. Germany now dominates Europe and is looking to expand its influence. But that's not all. Learn how this historical foe is attacking America through a technology that most people use every day. Next, on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. The internet world is in a state of panic, and many authorities are saying that the European Union is trying to get control of the internet and have already gone very far in doing that. The EU really has already made a decision that invades the home of every internet user and also every corporation and every government. Now, is it really the European Union that's behind this? Well, we have to get more specific than that, because it is actually a dictatorial Germany that is behind this and providing the power. If Germany wasn't in this mix and to make that decision, well, then it wouldn't have happened. That's the way it is. And of course, they are supported by a few other nations that are going to comprise the Holy Roman Empire. Now, the Germans are a very great people, and yet they have been deceived by the bloodiest institution in this world, really, the Holy Roman Empire. That is for the last 2,000 years. The sixth head of the Holy Roman Empire has already come and gone, and it was led by Adolf Hitler, and he started World War II, and that caused the death of 60 million people. Germany also started World War I, and that cost 10 million lives. And so the world needs to beware, because the spirit of the Holy Roman Empire is back, and we've been proclaiming that for many, many years. Germany and Spain tried once before to take over the internet, and that was led by Germany, obviously, but it wasn't workable. But Germany has not stopped, and now they've come back and they've led all of Europe into this decision, this virtual takeover of the internet. And it is far more powerful than what most people would realize. Germany already domineers Europe, and everybody can see that, and they're being very dictatorial in the way they're directing the European Union. That is why Britain voted its way out, is because it was becoming so dictatorial, trying to really control every phase of a person's life. And now, look what they're doing. And it's something we've been prophesying for some 70 years. But look, I think the EU internet decision is tantamount to a declaration of war in many ways. It is something that is going to hurt a lot of people, and especially America. It is aimed mostly at America. Brad McDonald wrote in the trumpet.com November 29, 2018, he wrote this: "Europe wants to conquer the world all over again," wrote Mark Scott and Lawrence Cerulis at Politico earlier this year. "Only this time its killer app isn't steel or gunpowder. The GDPR is an EU legal juggernaut." That means the General Data Protection Regulation, just so that you know, but it's the one that's making this decision. But it's a legal juggernaut aimed at imposing ever tougher privacy rules on governments and companies from San Francisco to Seoul. That from the Politico. So if you look at Europe the way it's organized today, there's 500 million people there. Roughly 85% of them have the internet, and they have tremendous control, because if you violate their unique rules, well, they can fine you like $22 million U.S. dollars without any trouble at all. And already, over a couple of years, they have fined Google $7 billion. Now, that is aiming very directly at the U.S. and Silicon Valley. And we need to understand that. I'll just read this to you from Brad McDonald. It says, the new EU law is terrifying. U.S. technology companies, especially Google, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, many consider it to be an attempt not only to curb the power of America's big technology companies, but to literally take over the internet. Well, if you can conquer the Silicon Valley, you've gone a long way in doing that, haven't you? YouTube CEO Susan Wojcicki said recently that it poses a threat to both your livelihood and your ability to share your voice with the world. And so then we have all these alarming consequences. And again, if you look at where this is all aimed, it's aimed at the whole world, but primarily at America. They want to take over this all these technology powers, and they are fining people with colossal fines if they violate their rules that are often very dictatorial, to say the least. And I'm telling you, it gives them incredible power, and it's like there's an inquisition against Silicon Valley. So it is something where they're trying to be the king of the internet, rule the internet. I want to read to you something that we have quoted before on this program, but Bernard Connolly wrote a bombshell book in 1995. For years, he served at the heart of the exchange rate mechanism for the European Union, the EU, it's called. He headed the commission unit responsible for monitoring and servicing the system. He labels the European superstate as rotten. Now, he was right there at the heart of it and led one of the most major departments. And he says it's rotten. Well, why is that? He said this in 1995. Well, he says it is the battle for control of the European superstate. Mr. Connolly wrote, in which French technocrats confront German federalists, both sides claiming to fight under the banner of Charlemagne. The collateral damage from the battle lies mainly in the future, but it could be ghastly. Well, Germany's already won that battle, and nobody disputes that today. Nobody that I know of. As he says, the pursuit of a European cloak for German ambitions. A European cloak for German ambitions. That's what he said was going on in 1995, and he was right. And now his country has voted its way out because they know that's true. They know it's true. Let the world beware. This is the rise of the Holy Roman Empire. And they have had six heads of the bloodiest empires ever on this planet. And killed a lot of innocent people, millions of them. Now, Baron Gutenberg is considered by many to be the next leader of Germany, and he certainly has an outstanding technology understanding. And I don't know if he's what he has to do with this, but he could have a lot to do with it because he makes it known publicly that he hates the President of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump. Now, whether he's working behind the scenes, well, we'll soon see. But I want to read to you something. In Daniel 8 and verse 23, it says, in the latter time of their kingdom, an end time Roman Empire, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. And this is the political beast. But it goes on to say, Daniel 8 and verse 24, and his power shall be mighty and not by his own power. Now look, they're talking about the devil. You read Revelation 13 verse 4, and it will tell you there's a system there that worships the devil. And Daniel is a book only for this end time. And it talks about a man rising up to rule over that Holy Roman Empire with a fierce countenance. Well, notice, if you want to, there is good news after the bad news, of course. Verse 25, and through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. In the New English Bible, that reads, he shall conjure up great plans, and when they least expect it, work havoc on many. Now, if you want to hear the good news, well, here it is. Because this is going to lead right into the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's how close we are to it. And that man, well, we have a strong opinion, let's say, of who that is. But we'll see. Only time will tell for sure. But the last part of verse 25 says, he shall also stand up, this same man, against the prince of princes, and he shall be broken without hand. Now again, that's a strong man that's coming on the scene. That's what Europe is really waiting for. That's what the Holy Roman Empire is really waiting for. And if you think it's the internet's dangerous and Germany is dangerous now, well, you haven't seen anything yet, according to Bible prophecy. Now, as I said, the German people are great people, but sometimes nations get hooked into a system that is certainly dangerous and has a history of bloodshed like no other institution in this last 2,000 years at least, but even before that with the Roman Empire. But the good news prevails over this, and we have a couple of articles that we'll send you to help you understand this, and also some booklets that we'll offer at the end of the program. But you've heard me say before, perhaps, that the Otto von Habsburg, from the famous Habsburg dynasty of the Holy Roman Empire, it's a late Otto von Habsburg, of course, but not too long ago, he was a member of the European Parliament. And he said that the European community is living largely now by the heritage of the Holy Roman Empire, but most of them don't realize it. Most of the people don't realize it. Already they're living by it. Well, now that's what Bernard Connolly was talking about. This is not a democratic organization. And we'll learn more about that very soon by just watching what happens in Europe. This is not about a dislike for any group of people. God says you'd better love all people and leave and love your enemies, or you're not following Him. And and that we certainly love the Germans, and we want to get them to see where they could be led if they don't change course. And they're being warned even now by the British people voting themselves out. Why would they do that when that's such a prosperous organization and combine of nations? Mr. Habsburg also said, we possess a European symbol which belongs to all nations of Europe equally. This is the crown of the Holy Roman Empire. See, they have that symbol, they have that crown and all the crown jewels and all that, and all they need now is their Charlemagne to sit on that throne, and then he will have the crown and the crown jewels and all of that. See, Hitler was... He called his empire the Third Reich. Charlemagne's was called the First Reich, or the First Empire. That's what that means. They don't want, Germany wants more than just to rule a nation, their own nation. They want an empire. That's what this is all about. They want to control the internet. And do you suppose they want to control the world? Well, the Holy Roman Empire has made an attempt to do just that every time it's risen. Now, we ought to think about that. The spirit of Charlemagne has returned. And there's going to be a strong man comes on the scene. We don't know who he is for sure, but he's going to come on the scene, and he's going to be a lot stronger than what than the leadership in Germany today. Angela Merkel's very weak, and there are some strong forces influencing the decisions coming out of Germany even now. Richard Palmer also wrote an article for us in thetrumpet.com, and he had this to say. Inventor of the World Wide Web, Tim Berners-Lee, co-founder of Wikipedia, Jimmy Wales, and 70 other internet pioneers signed an open letter to the president of the European Parliament warning that it was about to pass a directive that was an imminent threat to the future of the internet. And it's been passed. It has to be officially done one more time, but it has already been passed in Parliament. Well, on March the 26th is when it happened. That's how recent this is. That's the European Parliament passed its copyright directive, as it is called. These professionals are saying that this is a, even the European Digital Rights calls this a censorship machine. That's from Europe's own, entity there that tells you what this is and what it's all about. It's about a censorship machine. You try to get something into those countries in Europe, and they, if they don't like the message, they'll just simply eliminate it. Like this message. It is not a democratic organization. That's what this is all about. It's being like the Holy Roman Empire always has been. And we need to think about that and realize that this is not something to take lightly. Article 11 can be used to clamp down on criticism. We had an experience with them, and I think that I don't have time necessarily to get into that, but yes, they can really clamp down on criticism if they don't like what you have to say. And of course, you can't even really quote large parts of an article and even tell show people that they're lying and all of that. I mean, this is something that is a danger to this world. All you have to do is look at their past history. Look at their fruits. Are they doing it again? Yes, they are. And they don't want people to be criticizing that past, that bloody, bloody, bloody past. They don't want people to criticize that, of course. They don't want you to be talking about Adolf Hitler and his extermination camps. No, I don't think I'd want somebody to talk about my history if it were like that. And I don't think this world is aware of just what is going on, because if they want to censor and they want to criticize and have the power to, make colossal fines, $7 billion in 2 years against Google. And again, I know there are infractions by these corporations, and I'm not arguing for them to have a tyranny either. But when you let people get control of something with that power, the internet, let me tell you, it is an incredible power. And it can destroy economies. It can destroy corporations. It could even make, Silicon Valley much less effective than what it is, or maybe even more than that. But remember, after World War II, this world was fed up with Germany's aggressive military might and military aggression. And Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt made this statement in a document. It is our inflexible purpose to destroy German militarism and Nazism and to ensure Germany will never again be able to disturb the peace of the world. Never again. They've just done it over and over and over and over. And if you know who Germany was in ancient history, let's say in the Old Testament times or the Hebrew Bible times, let me tell you, it was the same then. It was the same then. It's in their heart to destroy many nations, it says in Isaiah 10. That is just the way they are. And the Holy Roman Empire has made them and those nations that are going to be allied with Germany. There will be 10 kings. 10 kings that are coming on the scene. Now there are 27 kings. But, this decision is going to begin to cause some to be pushed out, and maybe some they'll want to push out, and they can do that too. This is all engineered by Germany, and that's dangerous. Here it says, Diego Naranjo, the senior policy advisor of European Digital Rights, warned that Article 13 of the directive sets a dangerous precedent for internet filters and automated censorship mechanisms. In other words, it's all about getting control. They want to get more control. Even again, way back in 1995, Margaret Thatcher saw what was coming, but people didn't listen. Their own people didn't listen until right now they're pulling out of the European Union. And she said this in 1995, "You have not anchored Germany to Europe. You have anchored Europe to a newly dominant, unified Germany. In the end, my friends, you'll find it will not work." You see, they had this European Union, everybody helped to unite them, hoping that they could then anchor Germany and Germany wouldn't be in control of it. But they have gotten control of it. And I mean, even now, economically, they are domineering the European Union. And everybody knows that. And they don't fear it enough. Well, if one were to decide against this directive, they'd have to improve it one more time before it becomes effect. It's possible, though unlikely, that one of them could change his mind. Then it will be up to each country to pass its own law that implements the directive by 2021. So again, you can see that is a very process that might very well pare things down from 27 kings to 10 kings that are prophesied to come on the scene in this end time and wreak havoc in this world if we don't look to God to interfere and stop that. And we're not looking to God. I don't see that happening at all. And that's not a good sign. This is by Matthew Lesh of CapX, and it talks about the heavily censored version and the EU's policy-making process. There's something wrong with the policy-making process. That's what Bernard Connolly was telling us about and warning us. And even Britain didn't respond in 1995 to Connolly or to Margaret Thatcher. They didn't take note of it, but now they see by experience that it's not a democratic organization at all. It is going to be a dangerous tyranny. Why do you think Britain pulled out of it? That in itself is a warning to us of what is coming. That is a warning. This article goes on to say this is a press regulation by the back door. Even media websites like the Times and Telegraph, which have comment sections, they can just eliminate that. I mean, they are coming in the back door, and I tell you, this is something we ought to take note of. If you want to see what's going to happen, well, let me just read that conclusion to you. Revelation 17. Verse 13, "These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb." These people, these nations, these ten kings are going to make war with the Lamb. And they'll have some of the armies right at the very end from the communist nations of Russia and China. But they are going to make war with the Lamb, with Jesus Christ himself. This is all about to come to an end. And said, "And the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful." That can be you and me. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
Since the end of World War II, Germany hasn't been a major threat to America. But that is rapidly changing. German leaders are becoming more openly hostile to the U.S. Germany now dominates Europe and is looking to expand its influence. But that's not all. Learn how this historical foe is attacking America through a technology that most people use every day. Germany has quickly been rebuilt after its destruction in World War II. In a nearly unprecedented move, America financed its rival's revival. But is Germany grateful? Request Gerald Fleury's free booklet, A Strong German Leader is Imminent, to discover the one thing Germany now lacks, a strong man. Politically, economically, militarily, socially, and culturally, Germany is ready for a third run at world domination. But it lacks a strong leader to awaken the war-making spirit in its resilient people. Gerald Fleury has long forecast who will fill the role of the German strongman. Study A Strong German Leader is Imminent to prove the likely identity of this leader. Understand the earth-shaking impact he will soon make. Also request our free booklet, Germany and the Holy Roman Empire, for a colorful look at the history and prophecy of the great nation of Germany. In biblical times, Germany's ancestors formed a fearsome force under the powerful rule of a series of heroic conquerors. As you study our booklet, you'll realize how Germany has always displayed a willingness for war, if led by the right man. Throughout history, the German people have worked hard and won tremendous military victories, or died trying. They are no different today, and they are about to prove it one last time. You will also receive Gerald Fleury's free booklet, Daniel Unlocks Revelation. The biblical books of Daniel and Revelation describe a series of events to occur just before the return of Jesus Christ. Many of these events will involve Germany, aided and empowered by a massive false church. You need to understand every detail. Human survival is on the line. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request these three powerful booklets about Germany. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request these three powerful booklets about Germany. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.